The World's Jeb Sharp is with me to talk about that drone program. Jeb, remind us how the United States uses drones in its wars and counterterrorism programs.
Well, first of all, you have to know a drone is an unmanned aircraft or something that's remotely piloted. So we have drones flying over Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, but they can be controlled from back here in the United States. There's a distinction to be made. We use drones. They were used for surveillance from back in the mid-90s forward. But after September 11th, they were used to actually fire missiles and drop bombs, you know, against enemy targets, against terrorist targets. And there's a U.S. Air Force program to use drones in Iraq and Afghanistan in our official wars. But there's also a more controversial program to use them in Pakistan, which is mostly operated by the CIA and much more secret. And that's what people are mostly referring to when they talk about counterterrorism.
Right. And this heightened use of drones, and specifically the use of drones in Pakistan, is not without controversy.
That's right. I mean, it's controversial for a host of reasons. Number one, it's a sovereign country where the U.S. is not officially at war. So you can imagine the sensitivities there. Pakistani government tacitly allows it to go on, but it's a really difficult issue on all sides. But beyond the sovereignty issue, these drone attacks inevitably cause civilian casualties. So there are ethical and legal considerations. There are also strategic considerations. There are military analysts that say even while you're being successful at actually killing terrorists you want to kill, you're killing civilians, which inflames anti-U.S. sentiment and may be a sort of potent recruiting tool for terrorists. So a sort of one step forward, two steps back. And because it's so secret, it's controversial. People want to know more. Right. They want to know who's running it, what the debates are like, what the moral decisions being made are like.
And strikingly, President Obama, I mean, I don't know if you would call him a champion of the technology and drone wars, but he certainly continued President George W. Bush's intensive use of them.
Yeah, and I think in the context of the State of the Union and going forward and what policies President Obama is going to pursue, this is really, really interesting because it's been so striking. Not only did he embrace President Bush's policy of using drone attacks, which President Bush had stepped up at the end of his term, he then even went further. The pace and frequency of these attacks has increased in 2009 over 2008. And now, since the attack on the CIA post in Afghanistan at the end of December that killed seven Americans, the drone attacks have really stepped up. Something like 11 counted so far just this month alone. So if you extrapolate that for the year, we're going to be way up, possibly into the hundreds.
Mm. What do you think it says about Barack Obama's counterterrorism strategy that he's upped the use of drones?
Well, I think it just points to how tough the options are. I mean, CIA Chief Leon Panetta said last year it's the only game in town. There's some
drones
sense,
yeah,
that drones are that. And I don't think he meant the only game in town, but, you know, there's a sense that you got to do this as well as try to figure out how to prosecute the war in Afghanistan and how to fight terrorism in a more global way, that we're not going to give this up unless we have better alternatives.
Where do you think this story is headed, this drone story is headed, Jeb?
I think there's so many things to watch. One thing that's been interesting, I'm really interested in talking to the pilots and operators of these drones just to find out how it's different from flying planes and how it's different being in a war zone versus being back here at home at the U.S. Air Force base in Nevada or even a CIA operator in Langley, Virginia. You know, just kind of emotionally and in terms of where warfare and counterterrorism is headed, what some of those psychological issues are like. And tellingly, I was trying to organize a visit out to Creech Air Force Base in Nevada, which has been quite welcoming to media for quite some time. And there's actually a freeze on media visits to the Air Force Base right now, precisely because of, quote, sensitivities about the program, which to me just spoke volumes about debates behind the scenes, not only over policy, but probably over how this is all presented to the public.
Undoubtedly, these are nuances that won't be part of the President's State of the Union speech tonight. The World's Jeb Sharp, very good to speak with you. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Marco.